الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. With regard to roses being farz on every part of the body also, we have discussed a few aspects. Roza of the eyes also, roza of the tongue also, of the ear, and we are busy with roza about the heart. And with regard to the heart, one more. Also roza of the stomach. With regard to haram, doubtful food, unhealthy food, etc. And then we're busy discussing about roza, about the heart. And one aspect that we had discussed was about pride. That pride which comes in the heart and how it destroys a person. And pride gives birth to anger. And anger is a thing that totally destroys a person. Within himself also, when a person gets angry and his whole body shakes also, he himself, health-wise also, physically also, he harms himself terribly. His sugar levels go up, blood pressure goes up, physically also and spiritually also. The destruction that it causes and the havoc that it brings is unimaginable. So it just needs treatment. And Allah has given us this one month. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi, has written and explained, especially to the ulama who are teaching in Darul Ulooms, etc., that they were busy the whole 11 months with regard to teaching, etc. He says they didn't get much time to pay attention to themselves. Now don't let this one month go past. In this month, pay full attention to yourself that our islah is made properly. Of course, it's not only for this one month islah. Islah is an ongoing thing all the time. But yeah, complete devotion towards one's islah. And we see with regard to our akabir, they established Darul Ulooms, and they maintain that this is the source by which deen will remain alive. And they went to great length in order to establish the madrasas. They went and collect, and collection is not an easy thing. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, right at the beginning, sent one person for one alim when he was going for collection. So he came for Jamaat work, but he sent him. When he came back, he had jurid. He said, Hazrat, don't ever send me again. Let me make ghusht from morning to night. But for collection, don't ever send me. Maulana said, I don't want to send you, and I don't, it's not my mission. Our work is not to go collection. But I just wanted you to appreciate that these Maulanas who go for collection, and they build the masjid, and nowadays they build a special room for the Jamaat, in which there are stoves also, all the facilities. What they go through, then you get that facility. So this collection is one of the things which is one of the most difficult things. And yeah, we find some people who come and how people treated them and how they tear. Allah only have mercy on those who treat them in that way. If you think somebody is not genuine, then do it accordingly. If you think somebody you don't want to give, don't give. But do it in a suitable way. But this word that we use, etc. So anyway, so all this is, the ulama, after all this effort, they built the Darul Ulooms. But for Ramadan, they stopped the silsila of learning and teaching. It's not really a holiday. There is no holiday. For a Muslim, there is no holiday. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Dunya mehnat ki jaga. And this mehnat is right till mort. Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, Damat Barakato, Shaykh al-Hadith of Darum Diobat, he says when the people of the world, referring to the Western people, other people, when they say somebody is retired, then at that age, that person, according in our circles, is now fit for work. Now he has matured completely. His work will change. He won't do that hard manual work, but now what he has experience he has gained, there is nothing like retiring. In Jamaat, commonly it is said, when you want to retire, you get hired in the Jamaat now. Start giving full time your time there and working. So dunya mehnat ki jaga, qabr sone ki jaga. Go to the qabr, nam ka naumatil urus. Or jannat maze urane ki jaga. And jannat will be the place for all enjoyment. But unfortunately, in almost every facet of our life, every department, we have become such that we are influenced with the West. That we also, even those who like ulama, you reach a certain age, now I'm not going to teach anymore, now I'm old now. Even if you're not sick, but we just want to. A great alim of Darul Uloom Deoband also had the same attitude. So Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali was in charge that time. He called him and told him that if you can't manage, but keep one kitab also. So at least till your mort, you are counted as you are teaching deen. Don't go out of that. And what a great honor that you are serving deen till your last moments. So he says, don't give it up. Anyway, so the Darul Uloom, but for this month, they closed the Darul Uloom. And for now, for this, because this is a very important aspect, our Islah. So one of the things was this pride that has to come out of us. Another that we referred to yesterday and which needs a lot of explanation also, Allah give us tawfiq, that we can explain also reasonably, correctly, and we can understand and act accordingly also. And that is wasawis, the thoughts that come to us. And that also there are different types. One is like fantasizing. And thinking evil, bad things, planning what you are doing and what you are doing, etc. And for the cell phone still, where all the filth and dirt is, or you watch a film on there, or you watch some other filth and dirt, you still need a cell phone, you need connection, there are still many things. But this from the heart, you need nothing. In fact, when you close your eyes and you want to lie down and sleep, then it all opens up. And in your cell phone also, you are limited. If you are watching a film also, what all lies in it, but it is all limited to that. But your own thoughts, what and what thoughts, and where you can go, and who you can get involved. So, and this also, if it comes, any evil thought also comes on its own, anytime. When we are going to sleep in namaz, on its own it came, we are not responsible for that. But when it comes, and as soon as we have become aware, what am I thinking about? I'm in namaz, or I'm here in the masjid, I'm in atikaf, or even just at home, I'm a Muslim. How can I be thinking? The minute you become aware of it, then you shun it, you close that door up completely. If still now you think, now the guna will start. Or voluntarily you bring thoughts now. You think now that 20 rakats tarawih, how my time is going to get finished. Now you bring some thoughts, good or bad. If it's bad thoughts, even worse. In namaz, if you bring these thoughts, now for that you will be responsible. Even in namaz, if the worst thoughts also come, but unconsciously they just came. When you realize, then stop them. So that is one, just fantasizing, and we have to be, it's also a guna. The minute you go and you do it voluntarily, it is a guna. And it is the zina, if you are thinking about zina of the thoughts and of the mind and of the heart. When you are thinking about this, what involuntarily a thought came, that was different. You saw a dream of something, you're not responsible. You're not in charge of your dreams. Dreams just come. But you bring a thought, then that you are responsible for. So this is also in this month that we have to keep ourselves, our thoughts, and what Ramzan teaches us, our Islah, that during the day we are prohibited from halal things. Food is halal for us, our halal food. 1 minute before iftari, now it is haram. The food is halal, but to eat it is haram. As soon as iftari time, Now that halal food becomes halal. So what is roza really? The things which are halal and permitted for you, you are prohibited from that. So the same way islah is also things which are permitted for you, stay away from them. For a certain period, it's not permanently. You stay away just to gain that proper control on that. So all our thoughts also, all other thoughts also, try to stay away from them. Permissible thoughts, which are good thoughts about deen, etc., by all means that we do. But other permissible thoughts also, try and stay away from them in this month. Like for example, you are planning on a trip for Jamaat after Ramadan, or any other trip permissible for deen, you are going somewhere, but try and avoid it in Ramzan also. Like our elders, we say, those who really understood what Ramadan was, Shah Abdul Rahim Raipuri, Rahmatullah Ali, for example, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, they had no time even for the correspondence of the murids, which is 100%, it's not only permissible, it's ma'mur bihi also, for the Islam. But that also, no talking also with anyone. No conversation. Conversation is permissible. You have a nice, reasonable conversation. You talk, is permissible. But they did not allow that also. So if we will do that in the month of Ramadan, then for the rest of the year, the rest of our lives, all haram, doubtful talks and that thoughts will be completely out of our lives. So it's a matter of making this effort for the 30 days, and those of us who are here for 40 days, make this effort for this little period, and you will be saved from this for the rest of our lives. And the person who is saved from this bad thoughts, and this bad thoughts, even if they come on their own, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that like this bad thoughts or any other things also, which come on their own, you're not responsible, no guna. But he said the higher position is that the thoughts also don't come. You train yourself to that level where the thoughts also don't come. So that is what we have to have, and this is the month for it. And we are given it once in a year. If we have got 50 Ramadan, and most of us perhaps, all of us, Allah make us maaf, till now you can say, or till a few years ago, we hardly knew what Ramadan was. Ramadan was for us, for many of us as children, it was the savouries. That when we open rosas, we're going to get samosas. It was already that Ramadan comes, Eid will come, and then we're going to get all the cookies and the biscuits and that. At the most, perhaps it was we have to keep rosas. More than that we will make Taraweeh. Perhaps more than that, five times namaz we will make. Because there are many of us still that Taraweeh will make, rozas will keep, but five times namaz we are still negligent. And more than that, we'll make one khatam. But more than that, what the Quran Sharif says, that the month of Ramadan is for your islah. To acquire taqwa is this month. More than the ibadat of this month, if the rewards are so great, and thawab which we get on ibadat, that is the currency of the akhirat. And how much more currency a person, and there will be forever. And there you can't make any currency. Like most visas is written a condition, work not, employment not permitted. Work not permitted. So in Jannah also no work, no ibadah there. No sawab, you have to take your currency from here. And this little while that we have got, and that whole currency, and in fact, the very occasion of the revelation of Surah Qadr, is because of this. When the Sahaba heard, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained them of great pious people, Anbiya of the past, what ibadah they made, for how many years they were engaged fully in that ibadah. They said, our lives are so limited. We only got 60, 70 years. They for 80 years, for 100 years, more longer. They just continued, made ibadah. We got a short lifespan. May having mercy on the ummah, Allah gave this night. But then to how much do we appreciate? Allah make us maaf. This night also is to, and then every moment of Ramadan, really every moment of our lives. So anyway, this fantasizing, and we'll find that our thoughts go free on a few occasions. One is just when we go lie down to sleep. then our thoughts just go. And another is in namaz. When a person is in namaz, then also his thoughts just go. Another is when we are in the toilet, then also. And these are those times when you feel you are free, you got nothing to do. Namaz is a thing, and a person feels I got nothing to do. If I'm busy with my work, I'm writing my books, I'm giving a bayan, preparing a bayan, I'm busy, so the thoughts don't come. But when we are in namaz, we take it that, not consciously, not that we intend to, but that our attitude is, now I'm free. So then my thoughts just go. If we understand that namaz is the least place where you are free, the most concentration you must have is in namaz. Aqimi salata li dhikri. Establish, perfect your namaz solely for my remembrance. And Allah, who is unlimited. So there also your thoughts about Allah Ta'ala has to have to be unlimited. Fully. But we from Allahu Akbar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Then we realize after that we were in namaz. Just like many times, bayan is given. As long as the bayan is carrying on, we don't even know we're in the bayan. After the bayan, now we wake up. We were sleeping till then. Now we wake up. Now we are out of the bayan. Namaz also, we only come to realize we were in namaz when we make salam. Now we are out, and now we realize I was in namaz. Whereas Allah give us tawfiq, and this is what we have to do. This is why all these talks are taking place. That gradually, and fortunate are those people who have done this, and mashallah, they give their good reports also. That over the years, how the namaz has improved. Of course, nobody is at perfection. But how the namaz has improved, and how consciousness of Allah Ta'ala has come. So we should try and work on that. Not so these thoughts that come, it is just a matter of little working. And in this 30 days if we work, and then every namaz will become perfect. Just to give an example also, on one occasion there was a nikah here in the Darul Uloom right here. And on a Sunday morning they asked me to say a few words. And just by the way, and with regard to that also, how many times, like now also, this was not what I thought I will speak. But we have been taught also, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has also taught, that make your niyat whenever you give a talk, that what is the most needed thing. One thing is you prepared what you thought, but what is needed there, you make dua to Allah. For every individual, one word can be said, one sentence. But everyone, if we are 50, 100 people, everyone according to his mind, his understanding, and his interpreting it. And this is Allah's Qudrat. And this was Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullahi, when he should make bayan, he should make this niyat. That, Ya Allah, what I speak, let it be most beneficial for every individual. So everyone, what he's got, how he came to the bayan, what he's got in his mind, what his background is, and what you're going to say, he's going to understand it like that. Everyone is going to, so it must be beneficial for everyone. So when we speak, not one thing that what I want to say, or not what the people would like to hear and make them happy, but what has to be said, and what is most beneficial. And many times it happens also, what you thought is that more or less what you're going to talk, and the talk, you hardly touch that subject. And then you get people come and say, that talk was exactly for me. All the questions I had, and all the doubts I had, that talk was exactly for me. So this is from Allah's side. And this happens, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained, that when there is that talab in the person who is listening, then Allah makes, and the speaker also is reasonably sincere, Allah will make those talks come. According to our talab, Allah Ta'ala will make that come. One water. Jee. So, on one occasion, there was this nikah. Jazakum, rakum, rakum, Allah. That also, sometimes, when you, like if the Hafiz is making Taraweeh, and he makes you get stuck in Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas, and you give him from Alif Lam Mim, Ta Mim, Talikal Kitabu La Raiba Fi. Now he has to start from there again till he comes to Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbin Nas. So where and a good sami, just where you may, immediately he just puts you again online. So Allah accept inshallah. So in the procedure of the talk, it just came that in namaz, we are talking about namaz, that if we correct our namaz, so in our namaz, our outward posture, the inside is very great compared to the outside. This dua also we should regularly make to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, make my outside perfect. Every aspect of my outside life must be perfect. And my inside, make it billions and billions and billions of times more better. So anyway, if our outside comes right, then hopefully our inside namaz will have some value and it will come somewhere. So this is with regard to our outward postures in namaz. And then again, not a faraz of the namaz also. Mustahab, and at the most you can put it as a sunnah you can put it. And that is when we are in namaz, where our eyes must be. Like in a standing position, and we should try and do this. They should be at the place of sajda. When we go on ruku, it should be on the feet. And when we go in sajda, it should be on the, we should focus it. You can't see the tip of your nose. But you should focus, the eyes should not be closed. And when we are in the sitting position, then the eyes should be on the lap. And when we make salam, then the eyes should be on the shoulders. Where, and niyat of the kiram and katibin. How much we will make that niyat, that yaqeen will come that they are there. Definitely they are there. And once a person realizes, I've got two guards with me all the time, how can that person do a wrong thing? And those two guards, those two who are recording, everything of mine they are recording. Eh? Then wrong things will... So every namaz, everything is so perfectly. Our salam also, a little bit explanation on this, that when we make salam, salam starts. And this is, there are other views also, which are the ulama show, but we explain what we learn from our sheikh. Our Shaykh Hazrat Manana Shah, Ahnana Shah, Ahnana Shah, Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Adam Jazahumullah Khair, Allah reward him, he taught us namaz also practically. So he says that the salam of namaz starts from here in front. Here you start, As-salamu alaykum. And it must be As-salam, the alif must also come out properly. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Like that. And it should finish here on the shoulder. And when we are making the salam, don't pull your shoulder a little front. You remain relaxed and turn your head. And hukama, hakims have written this exercise. We don't do it as an exercise. We do it as a command of Allah, sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When turning your head in salam, it's such a good exercise for the heart. It is a perfect exercise for the heart. So we shouldn't just turn our head just a little bit like that. Don't bring the shoulders in front. And when we're making salam, don't look right on the all this side. That who came today for Fajr, who's here, who's not here. That is not, are we not here to take roll call? Malakul Maut takes roll call every namaz time. And who he finds present for namazes, at the time of Maut, he reminds him, read Kalima Shahadat. So he'll do his job. We are not here to take role. Of course, in a madrasa for students, the training, that is a different thing. Or our children, that are they here, we check up, are they here, that is our duty. But otherwise, that is not our... So that salam is here. And the salam, the words of salam is finished here, the action of salam is still not finished. So we say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah, and we bring the head back to the front. Now that salam is completed. Then from here in front, we start the second salam again. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. And then the words of salam are finished here. The salam now finishes and you are out of your namaz completely. You are out like that. But actually, perfection, you are out when you bring your head back to the front. Okay? We find like a mother, she has made salam. And just here already, she's shouting to the daughter or daughter-in-law, watch the milk on the stove. That it mustn't spill over, etc. Or check this, check that, or something like that. One imam in Surat, in India, the Mutawalli was in charge of a few masjids. So he should go and make his namaz in different masjids. So when he came to this masjid where this imam was, he made, most probably it was Zohar namaz, whichever namaz, and he said, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Who's caught you? What's the score? Who hit the six and how many wickets went? And today the cell phone comes out immediately. Then the imam's namaz is still not complete. So the mutawalli told him, forget the score, you are fired on the spot. If your whole namaz was in the cricket, that who's winning and who's losing, what namaz you made? And that can be, and that imam is fired, and how many of us who have to be fired? If Allah is to fire us, according to what we have got in our namazes, Allah is so kind, so merciful, He knows exactly what we are thinking. And in fact, Allah knows it before we came in namaz, that what are we going to think. Still He gave us the opportunity to come. And still we like big buzurgs right in the first surf, and with amama and kurta, and the way we're making our namaz, and Allah knows what is happening inside. And still He permits us to come again. And inshallah, not inshallah, definitely Allah has accepted it also. Who is Allah? Is Allah. How merciful is not Allah Ta'ala, not Allah Ta'ala. If it's we, the mutawalli, it's not his own, he's in charge. He fires. Our workers, we will fire. If a person works like that, we will fire that person. But Allah is so merciful, so kind. So anyway, we explained that namaz. And this, on one occasion, Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, Rahmatullah Ali, and we find it in our khanqas, the sheikh should arrange for the murids to learn practical namaz also. Not only namaz that we learn in a kitab, or from a lecture, somebody gave a lecture, but practical namaz also. So when Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi, Rahmatullah Ali, he taught the murids, then after that, they went for Zohar, they went and rest, came back Asr time. One murid told Maulana, it was Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, that Hazrat, I dreamt when I was resting, Qailula, that my Hurul Een I got of Jannah, but she was blind. Immediately Maulana said, looks like you made your namaz, but you closed your eyes. So he said, yes, I closed my eyes so I could concentrate more. So even for concentration, which is a great thing in namaz, but sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even above that. So the sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to keep the eyes open. We should not close the eyes. And even in sajda, where almost automatically the eyes close, but they should not close also. And we should focus it on the tip of the nose. And for us, try it. And we will see, if we try and make namaz like that, then we will see it's not easy to make that namaz. And to make a namaz without thinking, you can make easy, you just carry on, it's not difficult. But when you want to do it with that concentration, for a little while, it's also this period of training. Once you are over, now you'll make it perfect, and now you'll enjoy and look forward to namaz. You won't be able to stay away from namaz. You won't look for excuses to be away from namaz. You will enjoy more once that taste will come. So it's a little while to do that, and then everything will be achieved after that. Just to explain a little bit on that also, like a person, he doesn't know how to change the wheel of his car. He gets a puncture. He has to change the wheel, he doesn't know. Now he takes, for example, a 4-pound hammer, a chisel to knock out the balls. What a damage he will cause, and where is he going to be successful also. In order to lift the car, he doesn't know, you simply use the jack and you lift it. He gets some 10 people walking around, I'll pay you, just lift up the car, want to change the wheel. What a mess he will make and how difficult. But if he learned and went through the training a little bit, that how to change a wheel, even if he's an old man and he's got some heart problem also, slowly, slowly, and today with all technology, even to loosen the nuts, you can just plug in your cigarette lighter and it will do it. Slowly, slowly, your jack, you plug in at the cigarette lighter, it will lift up your car. Slowly, slowly, you'll be able to do everything if you just went through that training. Many a person, one person bought a BMW just to save taxes. So he didn't take the trouble of reading the menu, because he wasn't interested in all the features of the car. And then the car, what features have these got? Now you take that little trouble, how lot benefit you can get. So we also, if we just want to pass our time for namaz, or students like roll call will be taken. They're not reading for Allah. They're reading for roll call. So then you're not worried of the details of namaz. But if we are reading for Allah, and what Allah has made namaz a faraz which He gave in Mi'raj by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah has given it to us for 5 times, and you get the thawab of making 50 times a day namaz. So what Allah has kept, but if we go in the manual and see this little, and we make namaz as it is, inshallah, Allah, when I'm talking like this, it's not that I've got it. I also have to still get it. And till mort we have to get it. And that namaz which we are speaking, till mort we have to make effort. So Allah bless us with that. So anyway, so that person made this bayan finish that where the eyes must be focused. After about 2 months, one person, he's still living also, mashallah, he phoned me and he told me, he says, Maulana, that bayan you gave, I had a problem of controlling my eyes. I just look at other women. I just couldn't, it, lust was there and I should go out of my way, look for the opportunities to go and look at women. And I'm a married man. And he had fear of Allah. Now to avoid it, he said, I made second nikah also. So that my eyes will, but he says still the same. But just that little bit practice in that namaz, he says now 100% my eyes are under control. So what I was trying to show with all these examples, if we just work on our namaz, we will see. And that person who Allah beautifies his wife for him, and he doesn't look, no other woman looks beautiful to him. Or if sometimes his eyes for beauty, Mubarak to her husband, Mubarak to her people. I got my wife and I'm fully satisfied with my wife. This will come from namaz. And that person, when he looks at his wife, it's like looking the hur of ear, hurul in of Jannah. What enjoyment is in that person's life? Where will there be fights and arguments in that person's life? So this all, and now that is one thing. Eh? One time, one American doctor saw a Pakistani making wudu. And in the wudu, he made masa, which is also nafil, mustahab at the most. So he asked him, why are you doing that? So he said, it's our part of our wudu. So he asked him, you are from Pakistan, how many made hospitals do you have in Pakistan? He said, very few. He said, it's because of that. Medically, they proved a person who passes his hands like this, wet hands, a few times in a day, he'll never go mad. And yeah, it is part of our wudu. Every action of wudu, from the mustahab, nafal, to the farad, everything, we do it for our deen's sake. And Allah keep it to that, for the pleasure of, but it has got so much of benefit in it. So we correct our namaz, and the thoughts in namaz, if we get it right. Proper concentration on who we concentrating. Allahu Akbar, whisper, we start our namaz. The greatest. But unfortunately, it doesn't even tickle us. It doesn't even come a bit that the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And then we start off with sana. All the great qualities of Allah Ta'ala. Then ta'awwud. We throw shaitan out of. And if we do that ta'awwud properly, then there is no question of wasawis in namaz. Then after that, in the name of Allah, who is most Rahman, Rahim, and then Surah Fatiha, and all the little bit we keep in mind, the fazail of Surah Fatiha. And then Kalamullah Sharif, Quran Sharif we read. And then bowing in ruku, again with Allahu Akbar. Sami Allahu liman hamida, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Allah make these realities come into us. So Allah, so then there will be no time for all these wasawis and this other thought. So if we make our namaz, so there, and a few practical solutions for this, which our akabir, our buzurgs give, the greatest solution almost all our akabir have given for this wayward thoughts, which we call wasawis, just to ignore it through. Completely. Just ignore it. And if that can make sense to us, it's so simple and the cheapest and the easiest, and really it works. Just ignore it. Examples they give, so good examples. You are walking on the road and a dog starts barking at you. If you pay attention to the dog, you try and chase it away, it comes more for you. And you just ignore it and you carry on walking, then the dog also goes away. So these are all the dogs of shaitan that he lets loose on us in our namaz. So we just ignore them. There is one little nice joke, anecdote given of Joha, who is a comedian. He had a fruit tree in front of his house. And he liked the little children must come eat of the fruit. So whenever they used to come, he should go rushing out of his house and chase them away. So somebody asked him, why you do this? You want them to eat, and when they come, you chase them away. He says there, psychology works in such a way that if I leave them free, they won't come again. They like to be chased away, and then they're watching now when the old man is not there, and they'll come again. So just like that, are these thoughts, all this wasawis of ours. If we want to chase them away, they're going to come, enjoy, come more. And you just ignore them, total ignore. That is the greatest remedy for this thought. Then another beautiful example they give, like on the highways, not speaking of our freeways and highways, highway referring to that freeway or that road where everyone is permitted to go. Trucks are on that road, buses are on that road, payloaders are on that road, earth moving machines are on that road, and bicycles are on that road, person pushing his wheelbarrow is on that road, a person who sells his goods on his little cart, and now he's going home with his cart, he's on, everyone is on that road. So when you're on that super highway like that with the everyone on there, if you're going to watch here and watch there and worry about that person, you're definitely going to bump somebody. But you just watch yourself, and the minute you think this person is coming a bit this way, you take your precaution. You watch yourself, nobody will bump you. Right? And in this, if somebody coming, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair said so beautifully, when we are dry, when we are traveling in the car, passengers mustn't look at the other cars. The driver must look at the other car, not at the driver. He is not there, he is not a research officer that how many lady drivers there are, that I have to check up how many women are driving, or are the women who are driving, are they young or are they old? Are they black or are they white? Who are the driver? That's not your business. You must watch the car, not the driver. Because if you watch the car, you will get saved from accidents. And if you watch a driver, you'll get involved in so many physical accidents, spiritual accidents, all types of accidents. So anyway, you just watch yourself. So when in namaz, the heart, Allah also has made it like the super highway. And in that heart, we know everyone comes, all thoughts come, everything comes. So what's the solution? Just ignore it. And you just watch, I'm in namaz, I must watch my namaz. And though it seems like, unfortunately, we are such that when we hear it, we think these are not really the solution. And if some heavy, if we had a seminar, or we called it a convention, and we charge 5,000 rand per head, and we use such technical terms which half of us don't understand, and we made the argument so difficult also, then everyone, yeah, this is the solution. But really, deen ad-deenu yusra. Deen is easy. And it is made practical for everyone. You can be the biggest wali and the biggest muhaddith and mufassir. Or you can be the person who can't read alif, ba, ta, sa. Deen is for everyone. And deen is made so easy for everyone. So the one is just to ignore. The other, just keep our thoughts where we have to. And more than that we want to, very, very simple. Ulama, Allah reward them. That I started my Maghrib namaz, for example. I'm making Maghrib namaz, this is your concentration. I'm in a Qiyam position, this is your concentration. I'm making Ruku for Allah, that is enough. You don't have to go more. And more than that you went, Alhamdulillah, you start understanding whole of Surah Fatiha. But it said also that I can write a tafsir of Surah Fatiha in 10 volumes, but in namaz I can't concentrate on the first word also. So yeah, also that just briefly we concentrate on what I'm reading. That is also something very great on concentration and makes the namaz to the value of, we can't imagine how much great value that namaz becomes. Just that little concentration. Just this concentration, I'm making namaz for Allah Ta'ala. Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali has written that in every posture, if this the thought came, I'm making, once this that thought came, that is the namaz of concentration. It won't be a namaz of فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ who are unmindful of their namaz. Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali has made it even more easier. Your whole namaz, once you thought, I'm making for namaz for Allah, Allah's thought, that namaz is not that ghaflat namaz. It came out now 1%. It is of zikr namaz, concentration namaz. Now build your namaz, bring it to 80%, 90%, bring it to 100%. And how much we can, we try and build our namaz that we get full and proper concentration. So if this namaz of ours, and in this month, really, if we will work towards it, and mashallah, the kitab is also read, Anwarus Salah, and how beautiful it is explained, and if we just make this little effort, and in Ramadan, if our namaz is made, everything is made. Allah Ta'ala says with regard to namaz, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ Mu'mineen have become 100% successful. The first requirement, that they've got concentration, devotion in their namaz. And then Allah explains some other qualities. And at the end, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ And those who guard their namazes. So if we make this namaz, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ Namaz is that thing that will make you, it will stop you from all evil and lewd things. Many a young person, especially many people, will say this evil thought and the desire to commit sin, whether it is masturbation, whether it is adultery, whether it is music, whether it is porn, I just can't control myself. But Allah declares, you make your namaz, namaz will save it. You can't save, you are very weak, khuliqal insanu dha'ifa. But your namaz Allah has made, you make your namaz will correct everything. So if we work on this namaz, that these three thoughts, wasawis, etc., don't come. Bad thoughts and that don't come. Also, shaitan will bring thoughts, this other evil thoughts of women, etc., fantasizing, those are also, shaitan brings them in namaz also. But worse than that, he will bring thoughts also. And the sahaba complained about this to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about doubts about Allah ta'ala. Doubts about Akhirah. Shaitan will bring those also thoughts, evil and terrible thoughts. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, those thoughts have come to you. Yes. Oh, Mubarak. Basharat for you. Those are the thoughts of a mu'min. Shaitan will attack him like that. In other words, you've got iman. Hey, to understand this, one person told Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayh that up to today, no Shia became a Qadiani. It's only the Sunnis that become Qadianis. So he was trying to show that Shias, they are strong. And the Sunnis, they are weak. They lose their Iman easily. So Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh had answers ready on his, not on his tongue, right on his lips. They were just flowing the answers. So he says that Shaitan, the devil, the crook, he doesn't go and steal where there is nothing. He goes and steal where there is something. So he knows the Shia's got nothing. There is no Iman there, so what must he go and steal there? And he knows the Sunnis have got Iman. Their Iman is right, so Shaitan comes to steal that Iman from them. So that's why he comes to the Sunnis. Why must he waste his time going to the Shias? From the beginning they are empty. They got nothing. What must he steal from them? So this is the thoughts that come also. So Shaitan will bring this. And when you get worried about it, that's a sign of your Iman. A person who hasn't got Iman, he won't be worried. That all these funny thoughts are coming to me. I'm fantasizing. All other thoughts are coming. I'm not worried. My namaz is. But when you are worried, and there are mashallah, how many brothers who really become worried and they become desperate, that what thoughts we get. That's a sign of your Iman. So, we mustn't be so much worried also. It will come. But to ignore it is the easiest. The best remedy is just to ignore it. Other, just concentrate what we have learned, the various forms of a few types of concentration we gave. Then there are du'as also that we are given. One is, Aamantu Billahi wa Rusulihi. With the page on the Ra, which is a plural. Just read that. If you in namaz, just in your heart you read, Aamantu Billahi wa Rusuli. That is, what does it mean? Just think of the meaning. I am a person who has brought Iman on Allah and all the Rasuls. all the rasuls. So me, this thought, it doesn't reconcile. A person like me, where can I be thinking these filthy, dirty things? How can I be thinking of these negative things about Deen and about Allah and Akhirat? I brought Iman on Allah and His Rasul. So just read that. Another which is very powerful also, but unfortunately we just take it for granted. We don't. Very, very powerful is La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. That is extremely powerful also. And it is the whip to hit shaitan. We might have been taught that as when we were children. But in reality, there isn't a worse whip for shaitan than La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. So just read. And what does La Hawla Wa La Quwwata? La Hawla An Ma'asiyati Allah. There is no turning away from the disobedience of Allah, illa bi'awnillah, but by the help of Allah. Wala quwwata ala ta'atillah, and there is no strength and power to fulfill the commands of Allah, illa the first one, la hawla ma'siyatillah illa bi'ismatillah. If Allah, what Allah has protected, only Allah can protect me. وَلَا قُوَّةَ عَلَىٰ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِقُوَّةِ اللَّهِ. And I can't obey Allah's commands but by the command. When a banda says this, Allah says, my banda says, he can't do anything. Like for example, you've got Allah protect us all. One child is an invalid. One child is a bit retarded. So when you are going today to the whole family going, who are you going to help out? The other children who can work and run and do their own work, you tell them, do your own things, go get ready, get this, get that. But the poor invalid child, now when we are like invalids in the hands of Allah, then my banda say, I can't do anything. That, Ya Allah, you have to do everything. So Allah gives you His full attention. And then you get protected. So that is also very, very powerful. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then one other one also, those of us who know the dua can read it. Otherwise, ask the ulama who are present, they will write it for us. Allahumma ij'al wasawisa qalbi khashyataka wa dhikra. Oh Allah, change this wasawis of my heart, the thoughts which are coming. Change them into your fear and into your remembrance. Yeah, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh, the ulama give a beautiful example that, for example, shaitan is giving you money to put into your, to buy petrol, to fill your tank in order to go to the casino, to the gambling place. Now you fill that money what shaitan put in, that petrol, and you go to the masjid now. So shaitan will say, hey, this person here, I'm not going to give him money again. 2-3 times he does that, he says, I give him money to go casino. I give him money to go to all the evil places. He goes jamaat. He goes in the masjid. So I won't give him. So shaitan brings that thought. Now those thoughts, you use them in order to go to Allah. So shaitan will say, this person, I won't go and interfere. I put the fuel there of this thought, and with that he's going to Allah Ta'ala. Also our Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah says, when these thoughts overwhelm us, just think, Ya Allah, small heart of mine. Doctors say that if you make your fist, your heart is that size. This small heart, and the thoughts of the whole world, and the thoughts of 2,000 years ago, and the thoughts of 2,000 years to come, all in this small heart. What the heart you make. So shaitan put that thought that you must go away from Allah. You use that thought to go more towards Allah and to realize the qudrat of Allah more. Just do this a few times and shaitan won't interfere. So these wasawis which come, and also another thing when we go lying down to bed, like now I'm finished, everything. In fact it comes to such reports that a person he read his ayatul Quran, all what he had to read. Now he thinks I'm finished, now the thoughts start coming. I finished my job, now the thoughts. No, those things were to be read so the thoughts don't come. And one simple way, many friends ask also, insomnia, sleep is not coming. So the most effective thing, read Durood Sharif. And just read this Durood, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Just read it. You'll see you hardly really read it and sleep. Middle of the night, your eyes open, read this, and you'll fall asleep again. And also, if you're not falling asleep, then just say to yourself, I'm not reading it to fall asleep. I'm reading it to send durood on my Nabi. What favors of his upon mine. Shaitan will come and pet you more. And he'll make you fall asleep even quicker. So, this all wasawit is a very simple solution. For some people, it is like a mountain on their head. Whereas the solution is really very, very easy. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and that we correct ourselves in this matter. So, these wasawit, which are fantasizing also, looking down upon other people also. That is also with regard to the heart. We actually look down with the eyes. Like now, I'm sitting on top. If I look down at you, then that is haram. Spiritually, if I think that I'm somebody, I'm sitting here on top, and I'm looking down. So, and what beautiful explanations our ulama gave, that tabbat, that surah tabbat yada is on top of Qul Huwallah. Qul Huwallah, what a great surah. So that doesn't make it superior. Doesn't make the surah tabbat yada to sit on top is not superior. Person sitting on top, we don't know how many all are more superior than you who are sitting here on top physically. But we shouldn't look down. Also, a bubble that is on the water, the bubble is on top of the water. But the bubble is empty. Water is water. Water is life. Allah created everything from water. And the bubble is empty, but the bubble is on top. So that isn't something to be proud about, that I'm on top. So a person should never look down upon other people also. And this is also a whole thing. Never ever look down upon any person. And that is also actually the work of the heart, not of the eye. From the eyes we look down, we say we look down, but it's actually in the heart you feel, I'm better than somebody else. So these wasawis, this fantasizing, this evil thoughts, if we make little effort in this month of Ramadan, and the effort is that stay away from permissible thoughts also. And then we will see that Allah, afterwards again you can think all the permissible things, but once your training is done during that period. Like for an exam, one student who was studying in Deoband, one alim is still living, very old now. During the exam period, he hardly slept. He did not sleep. But after the imtihan, 1 week continuously slept. Only got up for namaz to eat little, 1 week he slept. So after that again, you can sleep normally. But during the period of the exam, we all know, exams, yeah, our students, Allah reward them, mashallah, they go to great lengths and they study. After that, you can go and sleep. Now is the time to work. So this is the month to work now. After that, again, once you have got it in the control, things will be in order for you. But just this month, let us not waste it. Allah, give us all tawfiq, guide us to righteousness, and be pleased with us, and Allah accept and make our islah. Make dua for us and for everyone also. And don't forget the dua. Ya muqallib al-qulub, sabbit qulubana ala deenik, ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qulubana ala ta'atik. For ourselves, our family, our children, the whole ummah. That our iman must stay in order, and all this bad qualities we are getting, all the wrong things, Allah remove it from everyone. And Allah is the one to do. And such a simple, short dua, our Nabi, even for that we just give our lives for our Nabi, is more than enough. What beautiful teachings our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave us, and that you are so tawfiq.